It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Cole Stapley. He is with St. Anthony's Catholic Carnival going on this weekend, starting, of course, Thursday with that big turkey dinner, and then going Friday and Saturday night as well. So much fun up there, a lot of great things, and it's a big fundraiser for St. Anthony's Church. Cole, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us in. We're excited to kind of kick off the holiday season in Helper of all the fun events going on, and so we're
kinda
gracious to have you here.
Kind of does things get things rolling a little bit, doesn't it?
And it does.
It just seems like it's all downhill for the rest of the year after the Catholic Carnival. So let's talk for a moment about the carnival. As I said, it's a big fundraiser for the church, and helps keep the lights on and pay the bills and those kinds of things, and that's always important. But you guys try and make it as much fun as possible and have it be an event for the community, and it all kicks off on Thursday with that turkey dinner. So let's talk about that.
Yes, yeah, it's a great family time to come out, and the community really supports us in that. So Thursday, we're kicking off with the traditional turkey dinner. We do it every year. We start at 4 o'clock and go till 7. We have turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, all of that fun stuff. It's going to be $15 for adults, $8 for kids. And then we always have the takeouts as well. So that's always fun to kind of go out and give people their, help them carry out their items and all of that.
And the great thing about the takeout is, you know what? It's almost like fast food.
Yes, pretty close.
Pretty quick. You're not waiting that long if you go there to get turkey dinner and for takeout. And then there's not really anything going on with the carnival on Thursday at all.
Not that night, no. Like, we'll have some people setting with the roofs upstairs, and like our volunteers will be there. But just the turkey dinner downstairs, it's a great community fun. We love to see everybody out and enjoying themselves.
So. And then so the carnival itself really gets going on Friday night. What time are you starting on Friday?
So Friday night, doors open at 6:30. Booths and games usually start around 7. They may open early. We try and get them open as soon as we can. So, but we have a lot of fun booths and games going on this year. So we have face painting for the kids, a sucker pool, fish pond, a basketball shoot, and all of that. And then we have our religious articles booth as well, and then the treat booth going.
What about post office?
Post office.
Got to have a post office
yes.
booth. My kids, even though they're in their 20s, love the post office booth.
It's amazing to see the fun with that, even with adults. It was a big one last year, and I know we've got a lot of donations for that from the community and all of that to do that. So.
And then, of course, there's the silent auction. There's all kinds of fun and games going on Friday. And, you know, we've got, of course, concessions with drinks, and we've got hot dogs and hamburgers and kielbasa and all the other good stuff that we always have at the Catholic Carnival.
Yes, definitely.
And then that covers Friday. And then on Saturday, it's just more of the same, but you're also going to kick in the Mexican dinner on Saturday night. And that's, they've kind of started doing this the last 10, 15 years, I think.
Yes, I think it's been about that long. So it's kind of evolved a little bit. We're doing a chili verde dinner with chips and salsa, rice and beans made by Jonna. So she's graciously stepped up to help us with that. We kind of struggled with it a little bit the last couple years, but she's going to do that. And then bizcochitos for dessert. So from 4 to 6.
And then you also have it on Friday and Saturday nights. You're going to have both upstairs and downstairs going, right?
Yes. Yep. So upstairs and downstairs.
Kind of two separate areas. You know, sometimes that main floor upstairs gets a little noisy and people don't like that. So you can go downstairs, have some fun down there. But the other great, and the one of the great things, and we talk about this all the time, because when my wife and I go, this is why she goes, is for the silent auction, because that's a great jump start on Christmas.
It is. There's a lot of great things up there that the community donates every year. They come out and support us. And so our local businesses are huge in helping us to make this a success. And so we really want to thank them for that continued support every year. But it is a great start. I mean, there's such a variety up there, from salon services to paintings to all sorts of fun stuff.
The one I always like is when Yawning Dog does stuff, because she'll always throw fun dog toys in there, or she'll even throw services and things like that. So those are always fun. And you always get a couple of University of Utah themed baskets. It's just a lot of fun. And as I said, it's a great way to start your Christmas and get rolling.
It is. It's great value up there. And it's fun to kind of watch people play the games of, all right, who's going to go outbid me and all of that. And so it's enjoyable to see that.
You have those ones that are sneaky that have strategy.
Yes.
So they you know, it always tends to, like, 5 minutes before it ends, it always tends to get a little crazy up there.
It does. It does. And they cut it off, and they've got their ways to get that done. So,
all right. So once again, this is going on starting on Thursday with that traditional turkey dinner, then Friday and Saturday, fun games for the whole family, great food, and just go and hang out with your friends, your neighbors, and get ready, because it's time for the St. Anthony's Catholic Carnival coming up this week. Cole, thank you so much for taking the time out to come and talk to us. Thanks so much for, you know, kind of spearheading this. I know you and your wife have been kind of in charge of it for the last few years, so I know it's not an easy thing, and so thank you for keeping it going and keeping it alive up there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, our parish has really stepped up to help us this year, and it's been a lot of fun, so we appreciate it.
Very good. All right, so once again, talking with Cole Stapley about the Catholic Carnival coming up this weekend there at St. Anthony's at the Civic Auditorium in Helper. Starts on Thursday night with that turkey dinner. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.